Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for December 8th, 2020. If I'd all rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody, to what is typically our last meeting of the year. But luckily for us, because we just don't want Councilman Buckentine to leave us yet, we're going to have one more after this. So, that all said, I didn't see anybody new sneak in. I don't know, Jeremy, did you see anybody new coming in?
Nobody new yet, no.
Give it about 30 seconds for the public comment before we move on. All right, so you know public, so therefore no comment. Move on to the adoption of the agenda. Is there any additions or deletions that we need to be make, or are we ready to go with the agenda as is?
Mayor and Council, from my standpoint, we are good to go.
Council, if nobody has any changes to the agenda, I look for a motion to adopt as written.
Councilman Tracy, I move to adopt the agenda as written.
Councilman Poplar, second
it. Move and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Buckentine, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Agenda is adopted. I also now look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Buckentine, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Buckentine, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief, you're on the hot seat.
Hey, good evening, Council Mayor. Might as well start out right away with looking for the approval for our updated standard operating procedures. You guys have any other questions or had a chance to look through them? And I don't know. I haven't heard anything from anybody, so I'm assuming they're okay.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in them that like raised any red flags. This is Mayor Lund. I don't know if anybody else did. Any council members have any questions or anything in regards to it?
Nope.
I think if they're happy with it, so be it.
And I look for a motion to approve the HFD standard operating procedure updates.
Councilman Buckentine, I make a motion to approve the HFD standard operating procedure updates.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So move and seconded to approve the HFD standard operating procedure updates. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckentine, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
All right, moving on into increasing our retirement fund payout through PARA and the Volunteer Firefighter Retirement Program. I don't know. Not much has changed on our end. Those numbers are still good here through the end of December. So I guess I and Jeremy put the $606 for the $2,100 amount in the budget. Hoping that's what we'll approve, but you know, here to answer questions if I can and see what your guys' thoughts are on it.
Chief, this is Mayor Lund. I was going back to just try to figure out, you know, where we got to where we were with PARA. And I believe back in the end of 18, it was decided that we would go ahead, and I thought we increased it to 1,800 and not 1,700 for some reason. But then there would be a lock for 5 years on any potential outlay for the 1,800 or any other additional increases until that period of time was taken care of.
So currently we're at actually $1,600 per year service, because that's what we entered CARA at. And that is true with the 5 year lock. So when we entered into PARA, we entered at an $1,800 level. They do their structuring over that 5 year period for city contributions and growth and everything else based on having to pay $1,800 per year service at the end of that 5 year freeze. So if any member were to retire between now and I believe it's January of 2024, they would get the $1,600 per year service that we went into the PARA program, or prior to joining the PARA program. At the end of the freeze, then you get $1,800. With these numbers that have been given to the council, with the increases that they did for us, or the showing the changes, we had the, I don't know if you have that yet, Jeremy, the letter we got from PARA prior to this, I think in probably about August, maybe July, that showed we were 112% funded at the $1,800 level. So the membership asked if I would get a hold of PARA and have them do a cost analysis like this of the increasing amounts, and then bring it forward to council and see what council's thoughts were on it. As you can see, I picked four different numbers that go above where we were at. And obviously, as we go higher, you know, our account becomes closer and closer to that 100% mark, which actually it's exactly 100% back when these numbers were created for doing $2,200 per year service. But that would also require the city to contribute that $4,410 for up until, and we're making some assumptions, nobody's going to retire until the end of the freeze. You know, if they retired before that, you know, obviously it's not going to cost us $2,200 per year service. I guess bumping it up that high too also runs the risk of guys at the end of the freeze that may have stuck around at 1,800 would, for a couple extra years, jump out a little sooner. But, you know, right now we only really have about, oh, 3-4 guys at that point at the end of the freeze that I would say would really be looking to possibly retire.
Does that kind of, Councilman Tracy, how locked in are these numbers? You know, let's say the 606 level, that's, you know, for this year, how solid is that number? How do we know what that number is going to do moving forward?
Well, that's where you become a little bit of a gambler in a way. This is very similar to like your 401k. Obviously, as the markets go up and down, things would change, and the city's contribution would also change to maintain, you know, that outcome level based on the liabilities basically of the fund versus what's being accrued and it is in the fund. So, you know, if anybody has a crystal ball and can figure out what the markets are going to really do, that'd be great, because let the rest of us know so we can all be rich. But realistically, the State Board of Investment, SBI, is the one who actually handles and manages the monies that are in this account. And this account is kept separate from all the other PARA entities within the state and county and so on and so forth. So it's an individual managed fund just for volunteer firefighters. But I believe they shoot for, I think, around about a 6% return annually. So I'm not sure exactly. Obviously, if the markets went completely south, they can't manage or handle that. But they do their best to try and keep it around that 6%. the last couple years, obviously the market's been doing really well. I think last year we were up like 10 or 12%, something along those lines, if I remember right. Yeah. Mayor, you probably have a little better idea with this, with financial planning and stuff. So, what are your thoughts?
Well, and that's why I was doing a little bit of research on what, you know, when on the decision to go to Para. I know there was a lot of conversation around it, what we had decided in regards to the dollar amounts. And like I said, going back to 2018 and looking through the minutes and listening to the recordings, the agreement was is that we would go ahead to go to Para. We would be locked in for 5 years, and then at the end of 5 years, we would increase that pay to 1,800. And I understand where, you know, we're at 112%, 108%. We're actually probably maybe even a little bit higher because the market has done better since that September sheet came out. Right. So I don't know if that, and council can obviously weigh in on this too, is I don't know, just because the market goes up, does that all of a sudden need to be a trigger for us to increase the benefit level that the city is going to stand pat with? Now, the HFD could always pay more if they want to. They don't have to stay at the 1800 that the city set, but obviously the HFD would be the one who would be paying the extra if it wasn't there to be paid out.
Councilman Tracy again here. Everybody, you know, please weigh in on this, but I mean, is it safer for the city to settle in at, you know, and it's kind of a little bit of a compromise here. There's no saying that we can't decide to settle on this $2,000 level where we're kind of, I personally think the markets are artificially high right now. I'm not going to lie. I think the last couple years actually is a little bit weird. It's an anomaly in a lot of the funds I follow anyways. I don't want to be that guy, but is that kind of a compromise to settle on that 2000 and leave the city with no additional or no contributions at this time and maybe see what the market settles out as, especially with a new administration coming in, quite possibly.
Councilman Tracy, this is Mayor Lund here, just real quick to put into there. Since we had the agreement that they can't touch it for 5 years anyway, there's really no benefit to make any change today than to wait till 2023.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood what was going on there then. Okay. So the only move here is to, you know, what are we looking at doing here then?
Well, if we moved it today, what would happen would be Para would plan it out based on the liabilities at $2,000 level over the remaining 3 years here in the freeze. So that by the time we got to 2024, they would have enough funds in there to cover that at a $2,000 or $2,100 level, whatever level we set it at. But you are correct. No one would be able to collect the $2,000 until 2024, January 1 of 2024. They would still get $1,600 per year service up to that point.
So it wouldn't be backdating starting 2021, so the first couple years they would get, if they stayed in, let's assume they stay in the 5 years, so that doesn't get backdated. For the first 2 years they get 1,800 and then the last 3 years they get 2,000, or is it get 2,000 if they stay in at the end, you know, at 2024?
Yep, it would be for all their years of service. So let's take Justin Buckentine for example. He's already beyond his 20-year mark, so he's 100% vested. If he were to wait till 2024, I believe he comes out with somewhere right around about 23 or 24 years. So if you did that times, you know, 1,800 versus that times 2,000, you'd get an extra $200 per year of service at that retirement date. So 23 years have been extra, what, 4,600? Probably $4,600 to $4,800 than he would get today. At the 1,800 today. So if he retired right now, he'd lose, you know, he'd be at 1,600 per year service for about 20, 21 years.
To play devil's advocate a little bit then, and to counsel your thoughts is, you know, really what's the benefit of changing it now versus waiting till a couple years from now until we know what the market is at, you know, plus the change in administration. I also somewhat believe a little bit that but you know, we always know there's always corrections, but I'm just trying to put out there what's the benefit of changing it now versus changing it in 2 years from now.
I agree with what Jeremy said. We should just wait a year or two and come back to this and just leave it as status quo.
Okay.
I mean, Scott, like I said, just always play devil's advocate in my role, but just making sure I'm understanding correctly, you know, change it in 2 years from now, they stay in, they still get that amount, whatever we change it to.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I guess I'm just, I don't see the benefit of changing it when we're kind of locked till that 2024 mark. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, the only thing I'd throw out there is if we changed it now, we'd have 3 years for the, to be able to make it to that amount in the fund, or 3 years to catch up to it if need be. If we jump it then, you know, it would be, depending on where the fund's at, it may be not possible to do anyway. So,
but right. So that's where I'm playing devil's advocate. Say 2 years from now, you know, there's a 20% market correction. And if we didn't do this, then we'd have a better idea.
Right.
Funding wise, from a city standpoint.
Okay. The membership asked me to bring it up, and I'm just kind of.
I don't think any of us are shooting down what the fire department does.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking it as anything like that. Anyway, I just bring it forward, and that's why I need you guys to fill in and weigh in and decide what's in the best interest for the city too. You know, because it affects both parties, so it's not a one-sided deal. Anyway, you know.
Yeah, Chief, this is Mayor again. The only reason I would say let's hold off until then is just so we don't add any confusion into the conversation where somebody who may think that instead of getting 1,600, they could get 2,000 earlier than 2023 or something of that nature. And then plus, who knows, the next 2 or 3 years, there may be some other mechanisms that we're able to reward our, you know, our firefighters that have done, you know, the jobs that they've done over their, over the history of their lifetime too.
Yep, that sounds good. So,
Councilman Feltman or Councilman Buckington, do you have anything else to add, or Councilman Tracy?
Nope. Councilman Feltman has nothing to add. It sounds good at leaving it at 1,800. I think you guys got it figured out.
Okay. Hearing no additional conversations, we'll move on then to your next item there, Chief.
You got it. Firefighter John Michaels. So John was living north of town, and they were renting that farm that they lived on. The owner of the house and farm site wanted someone else to be renting it, so they kind of, in a way, had John move. They gave him a few months to try and find another place and go from there. So John wants to stay on the Hamburg Fire Department. He wants to stay within the area, and he's been looking hard for houses. He has a couple options right now that seem to be possible here within the city of Hamburg. In the meantime, they had to get out of the house they were in. So they have moved into a place over in Bongard. And I know Bongard is outside of our area and outside of our SOPs for distance and call and so on and so forth. I'm asking the council to approve to allow John to remain on the Hamburg Fire Department. As long as he's doing fine on call percentage, as long as he keeps making meetings and trainings and participating, you know, I'm more than comfortable with him being over in Bongard right now while he works it out to try and get back here into Hamburg. So I just was kind of looking to get an approval or thoughts from you guys on allowing this and letting John remain here on the fire department in the interim while he looks for something more permanent.
Council thoughts?
Councilman Tracy, and I agree. I mean, it might be outside of what we have written, but I mean, it's Bongard's. And it sounds like he's in a pretty tough place. And I don't see a problem with that. I don't know if I'm in the minority there, but I definitely don't. I don't see an issue with that.
Councilman Poplar here. I agree with you, Tim. Just let him get some time to find a place here in Hamburg or in the jurisdiction here, and just give him his time and let him stay on the fire department.
I totally agree.
Councilman Feldman, I just have one question, Chief. In your bylaws and stuff, I know when I was on the fire department, we went through something like this with we made him take a leave of absence because of certain things. It wasn't because he was looking for a different house or a place to stay or anything like that, but he was out of the fire district at that time. And I think our bylaws state that you have to take a leave of absence, either 6 months or ask for it. I know Stephen Buckentine, I don't know how many he asked for that time when he was in the military and that. And, you know, we definitely granted him that and stuff. But just not to get in trouble or conflict with your bylaws.
Yeah, and I agree with that. That is a possibility here too. There's a couple things here that are a little different. John didn't choose to move over to Bongard, whereas like Steve chose to join the military. So it's somewhat of a unique set of circumstances, and that's also why I'm bringing this to the council to, you know, get approval for a special circumstance with John. If we want to, I don't know if you want to try and set a timeline or something on it in that sense. You know, in talking to John, this is not a permanent deal. He is definitely just in a temporary thing in Bongard and is working very hard to try and find his way back here. One of the possibilities he has is Bruce, I believe, is moving out to the farm south of town, and so that would put Bruce's house up and available. So he's been talking closely with Bruce and a realtor and trying to work out something there. I was also notified that possibly 241 Jacob, right across the street from Joe Buckentine there at the corner of Jacob and Sheely, that house may be coming up available. I'm not sure what's happening there, but I gave John that information too, so he could look into that. So he does have a couple possibilities here in town, and he's, like I said, he's working real hard at trying to remain within our fire area for sure. He also definitely wants to keep his kids in the district too. So he's trying. I don't know if that changes anything or not, but if the council feels that he should take a leave of absence for a while, I'll bring that forward to John too. But right now I could really use the firefighters, especially with the ongoing COVID thing. Currently, I have just one firefighter who is unavailable to me, but that can change fairly quickly. And it would behoove me, in my best interest and the fire department's best interest, if I can have as many members as possible.
I understand you going to bat for your firefighters, and I understand you need your firefighters, Chief, but it's also a kind of a standing by the city too, that we've got to kind of go by the laws that have written. Every time something different comes up, we can't be changing the laws to fit the situation. I would say, in my book, we give John 6 months. If he's working that hard to find a place, I would say in 6 months he should have himself a place, and that would be fine with me. But I do think we need to set some kind of a timeline, that not that he drags it out for a year, 2 years, or whatever. I'm sure he is working hard, like you say, and stuff to get a spot in that. But if you put a timeline on it, that always takes away any responsibility, I think, of the city that they maybe didn't do their job, or they didn't follow the rules that were written. If you know what I mean, I've got nothing against John as a firefighter or anything like that. It's just that I think we should check into the rules to make sure we're doing this right.
I agree, and I feel that's fair. But like I said, I just wanted to bring it up to the council for discussion and see what your thoughts were on it.
I was going to say, too, I think it should be a timeline. And like Scotty said, 6 months seems fair to me.
Councilman Poplar, I agree with that.
Yep, Councilman Tracy, I'd go with that.
All right.
I'd entertain a motion for for that action, if that's the way council wants to go in regards to handling firefighter Michael's situation.
Mayor Lund, I'll make a motion that we give John Michael 6 months grace period here to find himself a new place to live, and hopefully he can stay on as a Hamburg firefighter, because, you know, there's another thing. We invested a lot of money in him, too, for training and stuff like that. So I like to keep the guys that train here. I like to keep them, and I don't like to see them move to different cities. I love to get firefighters from other cities who's got training already, but that's another situation.
Councilman Buckstein, second.
It's been moved and seconded to give firefighter John Michael 6 months to get back within the fire district. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckstein, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. You just want to let them know, Chief.
Yeah, one quick question with that, guys. The 6 months, do you want to make it a beginning or an end of a month? So do you want to say June 1st or June 30th?
June 30th.
Okay.
Scott, do you want to amend your motion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll amend that motion that we give John Michaels his 6 months, ending at the end of June 30th. That gives him the full 6 months.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Motion has been amended to give firefighter John Michaels till June 30th of 2021. And it's been seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckstein, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
All righty. Moving on into the 2020 budget items remaining. We have some funds still in there. I'm looking to get some approvals here. The items that are listed on the agenda there all total up. Yeah, well, each of them are over $1,000. So the SCBA voice emitters, face plates, and adapters. We replaced all but the six officers' SCBA masks last year about this time. So we just had the six officers remaining to do. So six SCBA masks are $308 a piece. It totals $1,848. The face pieces that we ordered did not come with the mounting bracket for voice emitters. And the voice emitters we have will not fit on these newer masks. So we need to put adapters for the voice emitters on everybody's masks. The six new ones that we would order would have them on it. We would need to fill out the remainder of the department. So that's about 19 more of them. That totals $532. And then the emitters, we're going to put four on engine 12 and six in rescue 11. That's where our primary SCBA packs are. We can always move the four from somewhere and put them on engine 11 if we take engine 11 to do a standby or something else. So 10 of those, they're $532 a piece, is $5,320. So the total there for just the SCBA stuff comes out to right around, what is that, about $7,700, $7,800. So I'm looking for approval from council to buy those remaining face pieces, adapters, and those voice emitters.
Jeremy, do we have any run into any issue in regards to the pricing and the requirements for other aspects of getting multiple quotes, or are we okay with the facts of what we're looking at?
Yeah, technically.
I don't know who else is our Scott rep. We have to buy the Scott face pieces, so we're kind of stuck with MES for that. I mean, I guess I could look around and see if there's someone else that, but our rep for Scott is Shelley Mail with MES.
Chief, why don't you see if you can dig up another, you know, I know we're limited. I know the fire apparatuses is a very small market to begin with. Mm-hmm. We're having another meeting this month anyway. I think we can go ahead and take care of that then, unless Jeremy sees some objection to not waiting until then. I just don't want somebody to think that we're not trying to do good for the city, even though I don't see an issue, but you know how that can get altered. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also, okay. once we get over a certain dollar amount, auditors will flag things like that.
Right. Okay. The next one on there is our pagers. We just handed out last night our last pager that we have in reserves to our new guy, which Scotty, you'll be happy to hear, is from Glencoe Fire. So we did take one of their fully trained firefighters. He had 8 years over there. But we need to have some pagers in reserve. Plus, we need to continue working on transitioning over to these dual band pagers that we've been getting. I had Chief 2 grab me a quote today from Sid at ANCOM. They're $675 a piece. I was looking to get five of them. The total on that would be $3,670.
Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't we have kind of a program in play already in regards to kind of cycling them out? So would we need Jeremy then maybe to go and get another quote, or could we just, or could we do that? Could we take care of the pagers tonight?
I think we could take care of them tonight. I just wanted to advise you on that we were going to pick up pagers. I'm trying to think, Jeremy, did we buy any pagers this year? We didn't get any grants this year for them. Last year we picked up a bunch through the DNR grant, which was a matching grant. We still need about 15 total to cover everybody on the fire department prior to them turning off that VHF system.
And we do have monies budgeted each year.
I know in the radio pager budget we bought radios with that, but I don't remember if we had any pagers in there too.
Yeah, it's radios, pagers, you could combine. You know, we had $13,500 in the budget for radio replacement.
Right. And we got, I think we bought three of the 4,000 series and one of the 6,000 for an officer. And then on the radio front, the Relief Association bought, I think, three or four of the 4,000 radios out of their fund, too. So radios are doing fine, but we do need to have some pagers here on hand. Right now, if anybody loses or breaks theirs, we don't have any way to replace them.
So, Jeremy, since we have it budgeted and there sounds like there's money in there, this is just more informational for us as council that they're moving forward with the purchase, right?
Technically, I guess, yeah, we can say that. I guess really what we need to do is set a precedence as far as moving forward. You know, if we, you know, what it says in our purchase agreement, I'm trying to find right now. That's kind of what we should follow. Because when I get into the audit, a lot of times I'll get asked that, why we didn't get two quotes or, you know, so really what we should be doing is following our, you know, our purchase agreement. I believe that's anything over $1,000. I guess how technical do we want to get? Everything as a whole is over that 1,000 threshold, but one at a time we're under that.
Yeah, I don't know how, I mean, if it's not going to be, if you don't foresee an audit issue, you know, where you're going to have to spend 3 hours explaining why we bought five pagers at $675, then my presumption would be that Chief can just go ahead and get them.
Yeah, and I think we'd be okay that route, because the assumption I'll take is that anything over, you know, $1,000 individually, you know, we should be getting estimates on.
Okay. And then the last one on there is Nomex Hoods. Individually, they're $116, but I'm looking at replacing everybody's hoods on the department. We have not updated hoods in quite a while, and the newer ones are much better for all the cancer fighting stuff. So I was planning to get 25 hoods, which totals $2,900 as well. So just move forward with that one because they're under 1,000 each. We're
I don't know what council's thought is, but I'll just put my two cents in regards to the Nomax hoods. And obviously we know sounds like we need them and things of that nature. But since they weren't originally budgeted, like the pagers were originally budgeted, and Jeremy pipe in here, if not, maybe just if there's an ability to get a second quote, get a second quote.
Yep. I can check with fire safety and a couple others and I'll bring it back on the 22nd.
Yeah. Let's just do that.
And I would second that, Chris. I mean, if it's a budget item, it's a little easier to slide through versus something that's not within the budget. You know, so it'd be good to have that and then have it approved also.
Okay, we'll do that. Then we're also looking, or I've started Jason Hansen into looking at updating and redoing the sign on the front of the building for the fire department. Hasn't gotten back to me yet with any sort of numbers. I'll try and get that by the next meeting as well. But I just wanted to give you guys heads up that we're looking into redoing the sign out front, making it updated to match kind of our new logo and lettering and so on and so forth. The other one's getting pretty faded and pretty beat up. So I think it's about time. So that one's just kind of an info. And last on the list, I got Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus visit. So December 19th, the fire department's going to do a parade around town with, we'll use engine 12 and rescue 11. In between that, we'll have a pickup truck with a trailer with Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus and a tree. And we'll do it at 5 p.m. in the evening so that they have it all decorated up with lights and so on and so forth. So we'll let you know the parade route here soon too. So, but it's pretty much around town, most of town.
All right, so council and chief, what I got here, purchases not requiring quotes. Purchases over 1,000 but less than 25,000 may be made on the open market without obtaining quotes. These purchases must have approval from city council.
Are you saying then that we can go ahead and authorize the NOMAX and the SCPA items?
Yeah, I think we, you know, looking at that, I guess my only thing would be is just that we, you know, get it by motion, it approved if it's not within the budget. It wasn't original budget item. I mean, if it's within the budget, that's fine. But if it's not budgeted for, we should just have approval on that. Council, I think it's always good to, you know, to get a second quote, everybody on it anyways. This may be something we want to look at too. You know, purchases not requiring quotes. Are we comfortable buying stuff under 25 grand without a second quote?
I don't know if we want to do that. Let's just stick with the original plan, Chief, and see if you can get additional quotes.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then, Council, I think what I'll do is I'll talk to the auditors here on the purchasing policy, see if we can kind of shore that up a little bit, and I'll bring that to Council.
There we go. Chief, anything else?
That's all I have on the agenda. If anybody has any questions or comments for me.
Council, any questions for the chief?
No, I got nothing. Thanks, chief.
I'm here, chief. Thank you.
Councilman Feldman, I have nothing. Thanks, Scotty.
I have nothing either.
Well, looks like you're off hook pretty well there. Oh, one other thing. Your your toy drive. When does that end?
December 15th. We are scheduled to set up that evening at 6 p.m. at the pavilion in Norwood, Young America. So we will be stopping by. I'm coordinating with the school to do a pickup from them. They're still planning on doing the toy drive gathering. We're just not going to do the bank portion of it. We'll stop down at the bank that afternoon, pick up whatever they have. And then I did get contacted by Diana Krails about Washington Lake or herself, or I'm not exactly sure how that all panned out. But anyway, they were wanting to do a cash donation, so she was going to drop that off at the bank too. So and this year we're obviously not doing our breakfast like we normally would. No, can't sit down and eat anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Chief, unless you got nothing else for us, you get to sit back and listen if you want to listen.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Council and Mayor. Appreciate it.
Excellent. We'll move on then to the city fee schedule for 2020. Jeremy, if you want to kind of kick off the 2021 city fee schedule, water, sewer, storm rates, and all that jazz.
Yep. Just a quick recap from the public hearing we had before the meeting. Basic discussion, only items as we've gone through the budget process here. The changes we have is the price of pop per pound. We raised from 70 cents to 80 cents for clubs. We will raise basically the metered water base fee and the metered water per 1,000 gallons fee. Nothing on the capital improvement fee. But those rates will be raised 4%. And the only other adjustment we made from 2020 to 2021 is accounting for the 2021 mileage rate set by the IR.
Council, any questions?
Nope.
Nope, nothing here.
There are no questions, and I look for a motion to adopt City Hamburg Ordinance number 163.
I make a motion to adopt City Ordinance number 163.
Councilman Tracy, second.
The move and seconded to adopt Hamburg Ordinance number 163. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckstein, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Ordinance passes. Move on then to the 2021 final tax levy and final budget. Probably going to pull that up here pretty quick for us.
Over. See it? All right, so from the last meeting, really the only few changes we made, as I'll point out again, we have nothing in there income wise for rentals, whatever we receive or just whatever we're allowed, I guess, almost by executive orders. Will be a bonus for 2021. Made the adjustments for the wages that were approved at the November 24th meeting. So basically the major changes we made here was the four radar signs that we're looking to purchase, and also the monies that we're looking to move from the general fund to the water fund to help for the demolition of the old water tower. We have accounted those monies by using city reserves. So as you'll see in the budget there, we'll be running a negative balance of about $88,000, which looks bad, but in reality, we'll still have well above our required 6-month cash flow. In so doing that, as we talked about in the budget, I've made the adjustment here. Move the demolition of the old water tower into the water fund as an expense, and then also here as a transfer in right here. And then also what we've done, we have city reserves that we put aside when we started our capital improvement fee. We'll be using $29,520 of that, move into the water fund to maintain our water rates, keep them at a lower level. Sewer fund, one other change I had made is will not impact the overall general levy increase, but I've moved $5,000 in there from the wish list that Greg talked about in the debris out at the ponds. Greg said it's getting to a point where we need to address it. Stormwater, as we've discussed, no changes there. We've gone over the water forecast. Utility rates. Bottom line is, by the adjustments we've made at the budget workshop, we're at about a 1.5 to 1% increase to the tax levy. With the estimated numbers I've gotten from the county, our city tax rate with this increase will, a rough estimate right now, to go up about 0.7%.
Council, any questions or any thoughts?
And then Mayor and Council, just one last thing. I don't see anyone here on the Zoom meeting from the public, but as I've stated also on your tax notice, it was noted that this meeting would be held via Zoom. This is the opportunity for public comments on the 2021 final budget and tax levy. But I do not see anyone from the public on the Zoom call.
Council, again, any additional questions for staff in regards to putting the final budget together?
No, it looks good to me, Councilman Tracy here.
It's great to me.
Councilman Feldman, I think, Jeremy, you did a good, very good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
That said, then, unless anybody else has anything else, we would need a motion to, I'm trying to get to down to the piece of paper so I quote it correctly. So then I would look for a motion to approve resolution 2020-16. That's what we need, right?
Correct.
Hey, Jeremy?
Yep. So just basically motion to approve 2016 resolution approving the 2021 budget, 2021 final tax levy, which will be set at $519,660.
Councilman Tracy, I move to approve resolution number 2020-16 for the final tax levy for 2021, which will be set at $519,664.
Councilman Buckington, second.
To move and second to approve resolution number 2020-16, resolution approving 2021 budget and 2021 final levy tax levy at $519,664. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Motion passes. We have set our levy at 1.5 and change. Now, if everybody, when you go talk with everybody, let them know that we dropped the taxes by 90%.
From the proposed.
From the proposed. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on then to, nobody's got anything else. We'll move on then to the old city business. I'm assuming that's just there for reminder, Jeremy, of the meeting notice.
Just in, I provided some information that we'll be sending out in the council packet also to residents within it 350 feet. They'll probably go up tomorrow or Thursday for the proposed garage. Just kind of a quick recap, he's basically looking to add a 24 by 24 addition onto his existing garage, and he'll roughly be within a half foot of his property line.
Okay, we will tackle that then when that takes place. Move on then to new city business. Was there a question? Oh, okay, move on then to new city business. City attorney.
Okay, so just wanted to give council heads up and inform you that Mr. Ronald Blum has left the firm. They have parted ways. He has parted ways from Melcher Shadeen. They're in the process of hiring a new attorney that will represent us. In the meantime, Kelly Dome will be assisting us in any legal matters we have.
Okay. Any questions, council, for staff on that new information?
Nope.
Okay. Move on then to Hall Park Rental, June 19, 2021.
Okay. So we have a couple that's interested in renting the hall for a wedding reception, but they would also like to rent the park. And at first it seemed like they were talking about maybe having one camper or something there for people to maybe they could set up in the parking lot or something. Now it's turned into, when I last talked to them, six or seven people wanting to bring their campers in and park in the park there where they have the tractor and truck pull. And I'm a little bit worried about that. Now it's six, seven, you know, units and parking on the lot line and setting a precedence on that. But I said I'd bring it forward to council.
Jeremy, this is Councilman Feldman. Are you talking about on the clay track? Is that's where they want to set up?
Yeah, in that area.
I would say, when is this wedding going to be held?
June 19th.
Oh, okay.
It'll be the weekend before Rib Jig if they stay with their format.
We got to be aware they're taking a big chance there. If that rains or something, that's going to be nothing but mud.
Yeah, and I'm a bit worried that it turns into a campground versus the park. I mean, if we're six, seven people are coming now, I'm almost a little bit leery now. Does it go from the hall and the party continues there, or?
Yeah, I don't think they should have that down there personally.
I mean, I think we recommend them Baylor Park.
Yeah, I agree with that. And liability, something stupid happens down there, and all of a sudden we're kind of on the hook.
Yeah, that's all it'll turn into, is a after bar.
Any other thoughts from council? Otherwise, staff, I think you have direction from council.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll move on then to waste management contract extension commercial accounts.
Okay, so as I was reviewing the amendment that we did with waste management, it only had included the residential accounts. I've asked waste management to draft up an amendment for commercial accounts. We could extend our current contract for 5 years. Also, I wanted to make council aware of, I've talked with Vance Blonick, who owns the, or manages the apartments in town here, and he's happy with them, but I've, representative from Miller says they're not happy with them. But, you know, part of that thing was, is do with one contractor, one to try to obtain the best rates and also to minimize the impact on the street. So in staying with the extension of the contract, I think it's best wise that we stay with waste management and do that amendment contract for 5 years and also draft it up for a commercial account.
Council thoughts?
Councilman Tracy, I agree with that. I feel like we're a little too far down that road to try to backtrack now and get someone else in.
I think the intent was is just to extend the contract as a whole, but for some reason, you know, the commercial aspect of it was omitted.
Chairman, this is Mayor Lund. Do we have the verbiage, or is it the same verbiage as before, or are we looking that we're going to get it on the 22nd and
approve 22nd, sorry. Yes. He was hoping to have that to me by the end of this week.
All right. So if anybody has any concerns or any questions over that, let Jeremy know between now and the 22nd, or bring them on the 22nd, and we can hash them out then at that point in time. Move on then to the next item of new city business, the 2021 agreement with SCH. Jeremy, I don't know if there are any highlights you wanted to point out or if there are any questions that council had.
It's just something we do each year to retain them. We set a general amount of not to exceed 5,000. If we exceed that, then, you know, we would revisit our contract with them. But it's just to retain them for services for 2021. Not saying we have to spend
questions.
Much. Oh, Councilman Tracy, I'm good with it. Sounds like it's just kind of status quo.
Is that a motion, Councilman Tracy?
Yes.
Councilman Bakhtina, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the 2021 agreement for professional services with City Engineer SCH. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Bakhtin, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
Chris, before you jump into it, I was just thinking, before we jump into council reports, I just have one last thing.
Sure.
Is the 22nd meeting. I mean, my gut tells me we're probably going to be extending the current restrictions we have through the executive orders. Do we want to look at having that meeting via Zoom only?
Council, any thoughts on just having it Zoom only, or do we want to do a hybrid?
Councilman, really, yeah, it makes me no difference.
Yeah, Councilman Poplar, me either, I guess. It doesn't really.
Councilman Feldman, it didn't make me any difference.
And I think, Council, to let you know, it will probably be a short meeting, to be honest, unless something else comes up from now to, you know, the 22nd, that'll be the main ticket item.
Yeah, I mean, I foresee that meeting only basically having a couple items on the consent agenda, a couple HFD items, the conversation around the variance, and that's it, unless anybody else has something that they're going to be wanting to talk about. Won't be as quick as our Canvas board meeting, but it'll be pretty quick. All right, we'll move on then to city council reports.
So with that, via Zoom then, or?
Yeah, Zoom.
Okay.
Councilman Buckington.
I have nothing.
I'm right here.
Councilman Tracy.
I have nothing.
Councilman Feldman.
I have nothing.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
Well, only thing I have is, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet or read about it or heard about it. CDC did change their quarantine options, and the state of Minnesota has adopted them. So what it means is if you are quarantining and you test yourself in week five, six, or day five, six, or seven, and it is negative, then you don't necessarily have to quarantine any further to the 14 days. You can go ahead, but they do recommend, though, if you are feeling ill or show any signs, to put yourself back into quarantine until you don't have those signs anymore. And then there's a 10-day one, too, that's kind of something similar to that. But cross everybody's fingers that we don't have to worry about the quarantine issue going forward and that as well. And then the last thing is that the vaccines, if it all gets approved, the first potential round of approval for Pfizer's will be the 10th. And then the following week on the 17th, Moderna could possibly be approved as well. The upside is they've already produced a bunch of vaccines. So I think at last count today, according to the governor, if everything stays whole true, between now and the end of the month, Minnesota will see roughly about 183,000 doses. And those are going to go to frontline hospital workers and long-term care facilities. So that's where the first batch is going to go in that. But that's all I have. So if there's nothing else for the good of the city, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Buckthing, I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Tracy, second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the city council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Buckthing, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Hamburg City Council for December 8th, 2020 is adjourned at 8:07 p.m.